Rhoda. It was Passover in Jerusalem. It was 12 years after Jesus was killed and raised from the dead. The new church was spreading. Many Jews believed in Jesus, and even Gentiles, all the way up to Rome. In those days, people had servants of all ages. Some people were servants because they were poor. Some people gave their children to pay a debt. Some masters were cruel, some masters were wonderful. Rhoda was a servant girl. She worked at a special house. In the market, Rhoda heard stories from other servants who were mistreated. One of her masters was named Mary. Mary had a son named John Mark. They were wonderful. Mary's house was unusual. Christians met at her house for worship. It was dangerous. Rhoda's masters taught her about God. She often heard them praying. Peter was a frequent guest, so Rhoda knew him. One day, Peter was arrested. It was not good. Peter was in King Herod's jail. Most people who went there did not come out alive. King Herod lived up to the family name. His grandfather, Herod the Great, tried to kill the baby Jesus by executing all the little boys in Bethlehem. His father, Herod Antipas, killed John the Baptist and put Jesus on trial. Now it was his turn. King Herod had chopped off the head of James, the brother of John, with a sword. The religious leaders were very pleased. And now King Herod planned to put Peter on trial the day after Passover, execute him, and be very popular. Christian friends were at Mary's house to celebrate Passover. Rhoda was very busy. Everyone was talking about the danger for Peter. He was telling people about Jesus. The religious leaders were really angry. But when Peter started telling people Jesus had come to save everyone from sin, even women and the Gentiles, well, that did it. Everyone knew Gentiles were not God's chosen people, so how could he love them and give them eternal life? Peter was in big trouble. He only had one more night to live. Rhoda wondered if she would ever see Peter again. One guest said God could set Peter free if he wanted to. Peter needed a miracle, so they prayed. Prayer is talking to God. Suddenly, an angel appeared in Peter's jail cell. The angels were created by God to serve him. Do you think Peter asked the angel if he was real or imaginary? Peter's chains fell off. The guards were stunned. The angel led Peter out to the city gate. It opened by itself. The angel disappeared. Peter went straight to Mary's house. He knocked on the courtyard door. Rhoda went. She recognized Peter's voice. Rhoda froze. She was so excited to tell everyone Peter was there, she forgot to open the door and left him standing in the street. No one believed her. They thought she had a fever or a wild imagination. She protested, "It's true! Peter's at the door! Come and see!" The knocking changed to banging. All the guests went to the courtyard door. When it opened, all they could do was stare at Peter. Then they rejoiced. Meanwhile, Herod was not happy. He was a tyrant. Herod ordered all the jail guards put to death and left for Caesarea. One day, Herod put on his royal robes, sat down upon the throne, and made a speech. The people flattered him and shouted, "The voice of a god and not of a man!" Immediately, an angel of the Lord struck him down because he did not give God the glory. He was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. The end. All the people came to Jerusalem for Passover to remember the time when God delivered his people from slavery in Egypt. The prophet Isaiah said one day someone would come to proclaim good news to the poor. Bind up the brokenhearted. Proclaim freedom for the captives, and give sight to the blind. That person is Jesus. God sent the angel to deliver Peter from jail. God sent Jesus to deliver us from our sins. Rhoda and King Herod were opposites, a servant girl and a king. One knew God. One wanted to be a god. One learned to glorify God. One wanted all the glory. Jesus was a servant and the King of Kings. Herod ruled over one of the mightiest empires in the world. Herod wanted fame. He's famous for being struck by an angel and being eaten by worms. Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus' kingdom will never end. Unlike King Herod, all who believe in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life.